الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: لقد سمع الله قول الذين قالوا إن الله فقير ونحن أغنياء سنكتب ما قالوا وقتلهم الأنبياء بغير حق ونقول ذوقوا عذاب الحريق ذلك بما قدمت أيديكم وأن الله ليس بظلام للعبيد. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, there was one particular verse in the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged the people to give sadaqah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that by you giving sadaqah, Allah will multiply that wealth for you. Allah says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ. That who is there to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a good loan. In other words, willingly, it must not be done forcefully. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that that particular wealth, Allah will multiply it for him. When the Yahud came to know of this verse, then the Yahud, they began to make fun and mockery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really in need of our money, so Allah needs a loan. In other words, Allah is poor, He doesn't have money, and we need to look after the needs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they made fun of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making these remarks. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this statement. Allah revealed this ayah, that definitely Allah heard the word of those people who said this. Now, what does this mean that Allah heard this? Of course we know, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard this, Allah knows it, that means Allah is going to give them jaza, and Allah is going to mete out His iqab to them in this dunya and in the akhirah. So Allah says, I heard it. I heard it all. I heard the statement and the remark of those people who said, in other words, the Yahud. What did they say? They said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ. Allah is poor. وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَا. And we are rich. Allah says, سَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَالُوا. So this is the statement they made. So Allah says, definitely we're going to write and we're going to record all of this. That means we are definitely going to mete out our punishment against them. Allah says, and one more thing we are also going to record. What is that? وَقَتْلَهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ. Them, they were killing the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Now of course in the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to them, there was no other prophet at that time. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about their deeds and their forefathers' deeds, because the Banu Israel, the Yahud, came from them. So Allah says, وَقَتْلَهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ, that we are going to record the killing of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that was sent to the Bani Israel before them. بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ, and they killed these Anbiya unjustly. From here we understand, we can see also from this particular verse, that this is the tyrannical behavior, and this is the way of oppression, that they would resort to killing all the time. وَنَقُولُ ذُوقُ عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ, because they killed many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. وَنَقُولُ ذُوقُ عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ, and we would say that taste the azab of the blaze, taste this burning fire on the day of Qiyamah. Allah said, ذَلِكَ, why you must taste this azab? بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, it is on account of what your hands sent forth. You did these deeds. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Mufassirin mentioned here an interesting point. Why is it that Allah mentioned yadun, the hand? Of course we make sin also using our other limbs, but most of our actions come through our hands. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that taste the punishment because of what your hands sent forth. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Now that you are going to taste this punishment, don't think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oppressing you in any way, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not oppress any of His servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.